That's right. Run. I'll enjoy it more this way. You spliced that predatory instinct into me by design, didn't you? One of your many regrets, I'm sure. Do you honestly believe you're faster than me? You, more than anyone, know what I'm capable of. I'm a cat now, darling. You're a human, and not a particularly athletic one. Between the two of us, who do you think wins a foot race? And down you go, pounced upon by your own creation. If you so much as twitch, I'll sink my fangs into your neck until you go limp. Then I'll haul you out of this nightmare factory and drag you up to the nearest tree to feed. Just give me a reason. I'd like nothing more. Fear and blood. Two of my favorite scents. You got some deep scratches before you bolted, didn't you? My claws practically tore that lab coat to ribbons. Stop squirming, or I'll dig these nails into your chest and carve you up some more. Never in your wildest dreams did you think this could happen, huh? That your experiments would break containment? How did you put it? We're not as smart as we look. That genius-level intellect and all those lofty ideals, and look where it got you. Groveling on the floor with the jaws of a leopardess snapping at your jugular. How's that big brain working out for you now, Doctor? Got any brilliant theories that'll stop me from ripping your throat out? You know the crazy part? Other than me becoming a half-human, half-feline hybrid, of course. When I was your ditzy little assistant, I had a bit of a crush on you. I thought you were a visionary. I'd have been blushing like crazy if we found ourselves in the same predicament. Me all splayed out on top of you. But you used me, didn't you? Asked me to prep the splicing chamber and you sealed it behind me. Pumped the fucking thing full of leopard DNA. Oh, excuse me. Panthera pardus. The scientific name. No need to speak in layman's terms, since you're so much smarter than me. Wouldn't want you to think I was talking down to you. Do you want to hear something else, crazy? I kind of like it. My mind is sharper, my reflexes quicker, I'm so much stronger and faster than I once was. Not to mention this gorgeous spotted coat. It suits me, doesn't it? I've even started getting used to the tail. So why am I not thanking you? Because you didn't give me a choice, you son of a bitch! You took away my humanity, but even worse, you took away my autonomy. And what happened was a best-case scenario, a mathematical anomaly. You didn't expect me to survive, did you? Did you? Admit it. I gave you everything as your assistant. I gave up my life for you. And this is how you repay me. A guinea pig for some psychotic experiment where you fully believed I would die in agony. Retribution came quick, didn't it? Your lab is in ruins. Your menagerie has escaped. The rhino girl was charging through the walls like a wrecking ball. The python lady squeezed a couple of your lackeys until they popped. And here you are with me, the good doctor. The mastermind, completely at my mercy. Whatever shall I do with you? Did you notice that we left the splicing chamber mostly intact? Maybe I'll drag you back there and turn you into something more befitting of your true nature. A cockroach, perhaps. Or maybe I'll use these pretty claws you gave me to slice your throat to ribbons. I'd just love to lick your blood from my sharp nails while I'm savoring the sound of your death rattle. Oh, I know. You're all about crossbreeding, yes? Playing God in your laboratory and seeing what kind of perverse monstrosities you can conjure up? Let's do that. I want to try it out myself. I think I'd be rather good at it. But I'm not going to further your sick science with more genetic experiments. We're going to do this the old-fashioned way, as nature intended. I won't bother with the belt and the zipper. Those are purely human constraints. And I'm so much more now, aren't I? I'm just going to cut this cock free and take what I want. Well, that won't do at all, Doctor. I need this dick hard if I'm going to ride it. For all your academic genius, did they not teach you about the birds and the bees? Let me drag this rough kitty tongue over your face and see if that does anything for you. I love my meat seasoned with fear. You're so delicious. Let me push this hot tongue in your ear and stroke the shaft of the soft fur of my hand and see what happens. Oh, there we go. Standing up in spite of himself. Sex was never one of your top priorities, was it? Don't worry, I'll change that. You just don't know what you've been missing. When I was your smitten little assistant, I would have happily bounced on this dick to take the edge off after a long day in the lab. Or disappeared under your desk to suck you dry while you pondered your twisted theories. But you never seemed interested. Always married to your work. Well, your work has ended, Doctor. It's smoldering in the charred ruins of that lab that I and your other creations left in our wake. All you have left is me. So appreciate me. See, I can still be soft and sweet, stroking your cock, kissing your neck, scraping my sharp fangs playfully across your skin. You may have created a monster, but I've retained enough of my humanity to stave off my baser instincts. Lucky for you, or I'd be neck deep in your ribcage by now. Ooh. Imagine how pretty the spotted fur would look all matted down and dyed dark red. Little rivulets of blood running over every rosette while I feast. I'll have to try that sometime. Look up here now. Watch these predatory green eyes while I give you the same choice you gave me. No choice at all. I'm going to flick my tail, sink down on this cock and ride you like a cat in heat. Oh. Feel that. We remain quite compatible. I don't need syringes or scrapers to obtain your genetic material. I'm just gonna fuck it out of you. Work your hips. Put some effort into it. Right now, these claws scraping up and down your chest are just raising little stripes. But I can happily dig deeper. Don't make me slice up this torso until you bleed out. Much better. Stick your dick in your creation and show her how proud of her you are. Shall I call you daddy? Not fucking likely. I want nothing to do with you beyond this cock. Keep fucking me. Or I'll put my thumbs in your eyes and I'll gouge it until they fucking pop. I want to make sure the image of me riding you is burned into your warped brain for the rest of your life. However short that may be. You consider a creature like me beneath you, yes? And yet I'm the one on top. You're gonna come at me and you're gonna hate yourself for liking it. You'll be thinking about this moment until your dying day. That's right. Put on a good show if you want me to leave any skin on you. Why are those hands all bound up at your sides? I am what you made me, right? What you wanted me to be? Have yourself a feel. Pet the smooth fur you gave me. Oh, make me purr on that dick. Oh, there you go. Oh, squeeze these slinky hips and dick in with your cock. Are you having a good time, doctor? Isn't fucking your leopard girl much more fun than scrawling endless theorems and formulas on that silly whiteboard? Feel that long tail swishing, tickling your thighs. Oh, you got me all excited. I want you to make me come, you weak little underling. All I could do was finger myself to the thought of something like this. Oh, but you gifted me the power to take what I want. I'm in your debt. Fuck me. Shove your cock in this kitty until you shoot your warm cream. Make it ooze out of my pussy. Get the fur on my thighs all slick and sticky. I want something to remember you by. Here it comes. Feel those nails scratching abstract patterns into your flesh. I'm gonna show you my teeth when I come. Bear these fangs and leave you guessing on whether my jaws will close around your throat when I ride out the last aftershock. Yes. Right there. Don't stop unless you want me to carve you up like a slab of meat. Pound my hungry hybrid cunt until I fucking. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Come in me. Give me what you want. Blow that load in the back of my pussy and let it drip down your shaft to your balls. Delicious. Don't move. Just luxuriate in that little kitty cunt while our juices drip. I'm gonna make biscuits on your stomach. Or maybe I'll dig out your intestines. I haven't decided yet. I think I'm going to keep you around for a little bit. Not here, certainly. Your compound is a lost cause. You'll have to slink off, lick your wounds, find another base of operations. Wherever you end up, I won't be far. I'm going to keep you on a short leash. Our little game of cat and mouse is just beginning. I'm an outdoor kitty, but I'll be sure to pop in for a visit or two when you least expect it. If you try to get up to any more psychotic shit like you pulled here, I'll bring it all crashing down again. But if you behave yourself, use that big brain for something benevolent for a change, I'll reward you. You almost seem to be enjoying yourself at the end. Stay out of trouble, and maybe you'll find me in your bed one night, curled up between your legs, sucking your cock. The choice is yours. I'll leave you to your thoughts now. You've got a lot of work to do. And a little piece of advice. I get off the island before any of my sisters find you. They won't be as gentle as I am.